there is a new law that
is, there, is this a new law? Or, yeah, proposed law.
Proposed law. It's not a law yet. It's a bill that says playing poker online will be a punishable offense, 5 years in prison.
Yeah, right. So this is going to be a dead letter law. They can't catch anybody and they won't enforce it. It's ridiculous.
5 years in prison. So.
And how are they going to catch you? I mean,
well, they know what you're doing.
Go sit in the library and play.
What you're doing, the Congress.
Well, I just wrote something on, you know, the deep packet analysis stuff that's going on now. They're trying to, I mean, the big companies, you know, Cisco's got some new gear where you can say, ah, this traffic that we're getting here is Skype. So
right.
Then they want to charge you more.
Ah, see, that'll
so
go
it's in other words, so one of the phone companies will get, you know, yeah. Cisco doesn't care. They sell you their grandma down the river to sell an extra, you know, router. Right. So they build a router that does all this stuff, and then it's expensive, and they sell it to the phone companies. The phone companies use it, and they say, well, you know, the way we're going to charge you for your connection is that, you know, if you have local and long-distance service with us, it's going to be this much. If you use VoIP, you're going to be charged an extra so many cents a minute or whatever. And we know that you use, then you say, well, how are you going to even know? But you, with these new deep packet analysis systems, you can see that it's.
Oh, it's brilliant. Because then they can charge you for your ISP. They can charge the other companies for the bandwidth. They can charge Vonage extra to carry the VoIP. And then they can charge you extra to use the VoIP.
Well, there are
quite
a few people who listen to Twit who cannot, in fact, use BitTorrent because their ISP is sniffing for BitTorrent packets. Not just the ports, but they're sniffing for BitTorrent packets.
That's bit discrimination.
And that's why.
It's bit discrimination.
And that's why BitTorrent is starting to put encryption into its protocol so that it will hide what's going on and in fact allow people to use BitTorrent. I guess that's what will have to happen.
Well, Skype
will
have to encrypt. I think Skype's doing that now.
Actually, that was a big story this week because the feds can't wiretap Skype.
Well, hasn't it always been that way? Every VoIP package I've looked at includes pretty high-grade
encryption.
But don't they have Echelon or something?
There's ways. There's a way,
so if you're a terrorist,
you just
use a free Skype. And they can't tap
you. Know, you would have you yeah
the SIP
you,
network
you
stuff same
have,
way
you would Strong have encryption. The encryption in place, but you with this analysis, I'm sure you can still tell that it's a voice that it's a phone call.
You could. I'm sure they take a lot longer to crack it.
You
go overseas and buy the stuff though. That's technically uncrackable.
You could probably know that there
unrealistically
is a tunnel between party A and party B. You don't know what traffic's on that tunnel. You just know that there is a connection.
I think through analysis, you should be able to figure it out.
And then we have the quantum encryption on a
chip. Take a look at that stream and say, that's typical of a phone connection.
But they might not know what's in it, I guess.
Yeah, they don't need to know what's in it. They just need to know it is one, and then they can charge you another dollar.
Well, for the terrorists, they need to know.
So why don't they just go?
The terrorists I don't think terrorists are using Skype, you know, from a cave in Afghanistan.
No, they hate freedom.
You know.